The Parshas and Tzavim, you have the Parsha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing back Nitri Yisrael and so on. So it says that you will come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you'll come back, you'll do tshuva yourself. The order is a little bit reversed. It should be and b'chol agoyim asheyachshem kechas shama. The pasuk is trying to say, when all these terrible things happen and you're going to be in Golus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will do tshuva. Vashavayis alvecha is afterwards. The way the pasuk is set up, the b'chol agoyim asheyachshem kechas shama, is ke'ilu some contrast to Vashavayis alvecha. It should really precede it. When all these things happen, which includes as a final step going to Golus, then you'll do tshuva. Next pasuk says, "V'shafta Hashem alekecha v'shamata bekoiloi kol asher mitzav hayoyim ata v'necha," and so on. So you do tshuva. V'shov Hashem alekecha shvuscha v'rechamecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will return you and have rachmim. V'shov v'kibetzu v'chal amas shefitzu Hashem alekecha shama. So the pasuk says, "V'shov Hashem alekecha." The Gemara asks, it should have said Veheshiv, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is returning you. What's the Veshav? So Chazal, very famous Chazal, Rashi brings it. Ha'ol lichtoy ve'hoshev ve'shvuscha, ve'seinu lomdu mikan kaviyochol, sha'ashchin eshrui misol betzoraz galusam, u'kshnik'olim ha'hichtiv ge'ula la'atzumoy sh'yoshvi mohen. So that's a Gemara Megillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Golus also, so when he brings us out, he's Kabayachal bringing himself out of Golus also. That is a Gemara. Rashi says another Pshat, which sounds like a Chazal. It's not anywhere in the Chazal we have. And it says, V'oid yesh loyma, shegodol yoyim kibbutz golyas, ubekoishi. It's a hard day. It's a tough day. Ki ilu hu atzmoi tzorech liyois oiches biyodov mamish ishish mekoimoi. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to go to each person and schlep him out individually. Ki in yeshenema v'atem tiloktu le'echod echod ne Yisrael. And then he says, and you find this thing by other goyim also. V'af b'gol yesharu was mitzino kein. V'shaf yeshvus mitzrayim, v'shaf yeshvus moyov, and so on. So, it's a very, very... So, the second Pshat in Rashi, first of all, it's not a Chazal. It's very strange. Unless it's a measure you don't have, the Losha sounds ke'ilu, it's a Chazal. And it's a very, very big Yesoid. In other words, it's not a Dovah Kotten. It's not the Pshat. He's saying a Pshat that fits a Mik. He's saying a big Yesoid over here. That every type of Hashava from Golos requires a Kadosh Baruch Hu ke'ilu should be oiches v'yad kol echad v'echad. What I'd like to focus on a little more is, so how exactly does it answer Pshat in the Pasuk? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is not in Golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyal Klal Yisrael. That's Veheshiv. What's the difference? You know, Rashi is contrasting. Ke'ilu, one possibility is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do Golos, Geula, the way we thought he would do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come and, take everybody out. He would take everyone out. That would be called Veheshiv, because it's a Pe'ula done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that takes us out, okay? Then, he says, but that's called Veshav. What changed? Mela, the first Pshat in Rashi is very clear. The Pshat that the Gemara says in Veshav is a very clear Pshat. It means that it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyach, is all the time in Golos. What does it mean that if now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do it Kaviyach strenuously, whatever it means, like Rashi says, Ki ilu hu atzot zaliyos oiches biyodav mamish. Okay, so let's call that it takes a lot of strenuous activity, whatever it means, kaviyachol. So fine, but still the heishiv. If anything, it's more of a hifil. If I say, Moshe, if I excavated rocks, so I excavate the rocks. I didn't excavate myself with it, and no matter how hard it takes, I still am the one who excavated the rocks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goel Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word for that, Noshkaj, would be Heshiv. And no matter how strenuous that is, how strong of a Godel, the Yom Kibbutz Golias, and Kosher, it still doesn't answer the question. That's the point that we'd like to try to understand a little bit. Also, the first one is telling us a Yichud. I mean, what the Pasuk describes, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, it's obviously never a description to tell us something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyach. It doesn't make a difference to him anything. It's telling us something Klapeinu. So the first Pshat is telling us an Av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Klal Yisrael so much that whatever their bitzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kaviyochel itam bitzara. Imay anoichi bitzara. So that's also, it's a chizuk. It's a gilui of the ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael, and it's a chizuk that even while we're in Golas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in Golas. What is the second one telling us? It's not telling us how hard it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel. There's no such thing. And it's not a yichud for Klal Yisrael. He says every single ummah has that same issue. And that's why it always says Vishav. And it's probably what prompted Rashi to say the second Pshat, is because if it says Vishav in other places, by other Umis, Vishavtish was Mitzrayim, Vishavtish was Moyav, Oshavish was Amoin. So obviously it's not telling us in the word Vishav a special Chibur Klal Yisrael, but it's telling us that Kosher Yoyim Kibbutz Golias. And it's a process that is Nogea Old Umis. So what does that mean? It's certainly not describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's difficulties, because there are none. It's meant to describe something klapid and mekablim. So what exactly is it describing? That's the point over here that I wanted to talk about. So there's a... I want to take another Rashi. Rashi says in Parashas Bechukosai, Behar, when somebody, if an Eved is Nimka to if an Eved Ivri is Nimka to an Akum, so Rashi brings the Lashon Chazal, Shema Toima, Hoyel V'Rabbi Oved V'Zorah Gam Oni Oved V'Zorah. Since my master is being Oved V'Zorah, I'll also be Oved V'Zorah. So Rashi brings it, Kilu Tzahavamina. I understand the difficulty. In other words, if the issue would be because it's very difficult, if a person is in Eved, so if the Havamin would be Shema Toima, Hoyel V'Efshali, Hoyel V'Everani, E'Efshali L'Kayim Mitzvah Yisrael Yisburach, it needs Mitzvah Nefesh, it's impossible, so therefore I wouldn't be Mekayim it. But what kind of Havamin, even in the person's mind, Shema Toima Hoyel V'Rabbi Ovid V'Zorah. I mean, it's not your Rebbe. It's Rabbi means the master. So just because my master's Ovid V'Zorah, that's why I would be Ovid V'Zorah. What does that mean? It's not something that... there's not even a Havamina for that. The Havamina would be because it's impossible, difficult, and so on. So we need to learn up a parasha of something that is the aside to the person's mitzias. In Bereishis you have the bria of Oyer and Chayshich, the Rekia, and then you have Vayim Elikim Yikovu Hamayim Mitasa Shemayim El Mokoy Mechod. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the water should get together. B'mokim echad. It should come to a mokim echad. V'seirai ayabasha. And then there'll be yabasha. So the Goyen says of Inader Sol Yo, he tells Suach Hazal that the Bria, that the when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yamin, it brought about Horem and Gvoz in the world, because he says that Ki'ilu, imagine if you have a ball and you press down in one place, the other places, if you put a lot of pressure, the other places, there'll be bumps in the other places. You know, it's reflecting the change in pressure. And b'meila, there was a bria of gvoyim and harim, gvoyis and harim, that came out as a result of the Mayim Echad. What the Goyen is saying, what the Goyen is teaching up, is that every nivra within the world needs a makom. In other words, it could have been, one could have understood, I mean, we find it by Lamashal, by Kriyas Yamsuf. So, it's Mipnei Garasecha, Yinusun Maim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled, and the waters froze stiff, and so on. The Dvar Hashem can do anything. So the Dvar Hashem froze the waters. In the Perek of Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, that's what Perek talks about. Why did the Yam run? Where did it go? Kofu Mayim. All of these Lashonis are that the waters themselves froze in when they were told to freeze. So why didn't that happen in Bria, in Bereishis? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are Nivroyim of Nisim. There are Nisim in the Bria. And that Nes is totally nothing but the Dvar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem alone is enough to freeze it. That's the Dvar Hashem. In creating a chelik of the Bria, in creating something that will be permanent, in creating something that will have its a metzias, it needs a makom as well. And if there's no makom, it's not. It doesn't work. On Wednesday, when Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Kesa Echad, Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtamshim, the oimik of that is, since there's only one kesa, there's only one makom for a melech. It didn't say Ein Shtei Melachim Dorim B'Yachad. Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Kesa Echad means the kesa is a makom for malchus, and only one malchus fits into any one keser. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created only one keser in the Bria, then that was the taina. For something to have a chelik in, to be part of the Bria, it must have a makom. Let's understand it a little bit more as a musik. For instance, if let's say somebody, if somebody gets stoker or chesed, Avraham Avinu said b'mo eida. So the Maral explains that the mid of Avraham was chesed. He deherred all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim as chesed, and b'meila chesed is something that has no permanent metzias. If somebody comes, if I give somebody stuck every week, even though the person thinks I'm very kind-hearted and generous and so on, he has no sense that this will continue because it's unnatural. There's no makom on the other hand, let's say he's the person who supplies the water to my house. He's the person who cleans, fixes, whatever it is. If there's anything that there's a need for it, that need is the makom that the person fills. So since a house needs water, the person who brings the water is filling a need. He can be sure of being needed every week, and maybe there's a makom there. Some can take it, it doesn't make a difference. But the point is, what makes him a permanent feature be'etzem is need. So if when the world is in a model of chesed, there's no, it's all superfluous. the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel doesn't need anything, and therefore whatever I get is superfluous. My existence is tenuous. More than tenuous. My existence is only every time Akash Baruch gives existence and nothing else. There's no place for me. Midas Hadin Avoida is what Chazal call Avoida Tzera Kavoya, which means if HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in a situation of din and need, then Kaviyochel, if I'm accountable for what I did or didn't do, means I accomplished something. That's what I'm held accountable for. The world needed my davening, and the question is, did I daven, not daven? The world needed my Torah, and the question is, did I learn or not learn? So since it's a mili v'chisaron, that's the makom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a makom. Vodim ayin ba'aretz lava is adam. There's a makom there. It's chaser, and b'meila, since I'm filling out a chisaron, I'm filling up a chisaron, that gives me kvius, and that makes me a real metzias. That makom, that piece that's missing, needs me, is called a makom. When I come to a place that I feel needed on a personal level, I add something to the place over here that's needed. So whatever it is that I have to offer fills something that was there that wasn't there without me. So I feel I have a place here. If I come to a place that nothing that I have to offer adds anything to anybody, they're not missing whatever it is I have to offer without me. So I feel superfluous. And as nice as people are, as kind as people are to me, I feel as an extra, like Chori HaMagel. As long as he felt his Torah was needed, he had a place. When he came back 7 years later, he had no place anymore. There was no makom for him, his Torah was needed. And the Mela, he had no makom. So the Pchinas makom that we talk about is something a lot deeper than just it's a coordinate, it's a convenience to mark off something. Where do I find you? Write in these coordinates into the GPS. These are the coordinates of the place you are. This is the address for the post carrier to bring it to. But there's no the word makom is a fundamental aspect of the Bria, and it becomes the chetimtza for something, and b'meila the person doesn't have existence except within that framework. That's makom. In its deepest sense, in the Bria. As such, it's an intrinsic part of who the person is, what the person is. The morale we say of old times says by Gittin that the reason you have shame and mokum, because that's mitzarev to the shame of the person. The person from such and such a place. You find in Chazal many times, b'ni meheichanata, from where are you? I mean, you don't find, I'm sure in Chazal's time they had conversations, but they didn't record the weather. There's no recording of Sicha B'Telos. The recording, so as B'ni Meheichanato or Mam Lachtecha, these are qualities that describe the person's mitzias, his makom. Sai mitzad, his physical makom, his sai, what he does in the Bria, are very much, and that's why you'll find Rabbi Yochanan Sander, so-and-so min Haifa, all of these lashonis of min, of a place, or has something or other, are all because they're mitzarev to the description of a person. So the core mitzias of a person is totally in his makom, and that determines very much who he is. In last week's parasha, we have two examples of it. First of all, on the one side it says, "Ubasa l'koyin," it says, and you say that. Vayivienu al amokem azeh, vayitel on es haaretz azeis eretz avos chol v'dvash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this place, ze beis hamikdash, vayitel on es haaretz. That's absolutely not the right description. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to Eretz Yisrael. You know, Yeshua brought us to Eretz Yisrael, then afterwards we all settled in. He certainly didn't bring us, nobody lived in Yerushalayim, really. The people coming didn't live in Yerushalayim. I happened to come here. So if anything, I would, if you would reverse the order, one, you can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu now brought me to this place. The order is reversed. The order is absolutely reversed. It's lacking in preciseness. That's not exactly because Shmuel didn't bring space to Mikdash. Because Shmuel was Israel, and then we built the base of Mikdash many years later. And it's individual bechira to go up and to go there. The also very interesting that base of Mikdash is usually called a Mokom Ashivcha Hashem, Mokom. Why use the word Mikdash, base of Mikdash, something like that? It's all Mokom. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Klal Yisrael el HaMokom HaZeh, Vayveinu el HaMokom HaZeh. And it's, in other words, the place of Eretz Yisrael is the Mokom of Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokom of Klal Yisrael. And that's why no matter how many people are there, they fit in, because that's their Mokom. The Nase is there not to accommodate everybody, but because everybody be'etzem isn't that Mokum. But just like the Moshe de Leviim had little fields, Migroshim, around so that they could do what they needed to do. So even though our Mokum is based on Mikdash, we also have fields to work. It's like in some places, you know, we always picture a farm where you live smack in the middle of fields. It's not the only tzura of it. There are places, especially a whole bunch of places, where they live in one place and it's a 5-10 minute drive to all the fields in a different place, really. These are there for the growing of the stuff and so on. Noach was an Isha Adama. Noach was somebody, his Mokum was Adama, was his field, was Kerem, that's where he sunk into. Klal Yisrael lived in a Mokum, in the Mokum of the Mikdash, that's their Mokum. They needed to have Paris and Dagon, so they went to the fields to work them and so on and so forth. The first Yisrael is a person is kefi what his Mokum is. And a person can't be different than his makom. It's one of the things, and also in the embraces when it says yamim. The reason why they're called yamim because ain't a doime dag oila over here to the dag that's oil over there. So how does that describe? I mean, why do you call the ocean based on the herring? How does that masbe many different oceans? Why? Because the fish tastes different in different oceans. The answer is. The most of the fish, the most of what grows over there, is a toitzah of the makom. So if all the yamim were one makom, then anything that's oila min hayam in any place would have the same tam. Just like the taste of the aninia tam, the people of refined taste can tell the taste of the wine, where it came from, what type of soil, what type of field, and so on. Because each makom has its own tchunis, has its own its own composition, and b'meila it allows for a different type of produce to grow from it. So the makom, so it's called yamim because I test it by the fact that the fish in different places are of a different nature, of a different taste. B'meila, it's a raya that it's a different yam. And in as much as the yam is a makom for the dogim, it's different. So the positive, so Eretz Yisrael is the makom for Klal Yisrael. The flip side of it is vayogashom b'msei ma'at. So Chazal Dashon over here, we say in Agoda that melamed shalo yard lishtakeh shom. In other words, had they gone down to be mishtakeh there, had they gone down to become, that become their makom, that Mitzrayim become their makom, there might not have been the tikvah of Geula. There wouldn't be a Geula because they would have become Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the land of Mitzrayim is Megadol Mitzrim. So just like, let's go back to the mashal of the dag. Just like if the dag happens to swim across one ocean to get to its ocean, it doesn't take on the taste of the other ocean just because it swam through it. It's not its makom, it's shayach to something else. So Klal Yisrael, when they happened to go through Mitzrayim, they didn't pick up, because they didn't go down to be mishtakeya. They were passing through Mitzrayim, therefore they didn't become Mitzrim. But had they gone down lishtakeya sham, then the yanika from Mitzrayim, the drawing from Mitzrayim, would have made them into Mitzrim. That's what we see in the parasha over there. Let's go back to our parasha over here. In the inyan of Golus and Geula, in the big picture, we sometimes think we don't understand the oimek of Golus and Geula, or Golus, the oimek of the. For us, a person living a mashal in Eretz Yisrael in a tkufa when it's terrible redifus and yisurim, is much worse than living in Chutz Laaretz when things are easier. If you're talking about the harshness of the oynesh and the devastation, there are many, many harsher aspects of those, the darashmad and so on. Terrible dairus when things are very rough. So when we speak of golus as being ki'ilu the worst, we're not talking so much about the pain and the pressure on cholesterol. Golus can be easier, can be more difficult. It depends. That's an external factor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about the threat of Klal Yisrael's becoming bottle into Umas Olam. It just like we can talk about it on a simple level. If the Mis'arav with the Goyim, they intermarry, and then there's nothing left of Klal Yisrael, whether it's because the children are not members of Klal Yisrael or because they become bottled to that culture. But the deeper process is when the makom of Klal Yisrael becomes by Umas Olam, if every place in the Bria, B'hancha Elyon Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave gvulos for each am, it means that makom is part. It's the cradle of a certain uma. It's mindset. Every knach of that uma that are its tchunas nafshias are part and parcel of that metzias, and therefore, when Klal Yisrael becomes mishtakeya in Golos, they become part and parcel of another Ummah. And that's why this kasha, yoyim of Kibbutz Golos, is a very, very difficult day. It's something that is, you're not doing a pu'ula, you're extracting something. It's not as if the Gemara speaks about the difficulties, the Yisurim of Misa, so it says one type of Misa is like lifting a hair out of milk. Very simple. It never was Misarev, and it just, you pull it out. When you have to, there are things where, in Taruvus, the different Gedorim, where sometimes it's Nikr, if Issa is Nikr, just take out the Issa, and that's the end of it. Sometimes the Tam becomes Nivla, and then it becomes impossible to extract the tam. It's very difficult. You can't take the tam out, and then it becomes something that there's no real answer for it. When Klal Yisrael, it becomes nishtarish, and their makom becomes a different makom, then it really starts becoming impossible to understand how we're going to get out of it. Because once the dag takes on the tam of the other yam, then you shayach to the other yam. That's the most of the dag. So if the dag breeds its own eggs in a different yam, and those dagim take on the tam of that yam, then it became b'nei of that yam. That's the oimek of the richuk of Klal Yisrael from Kadosh Baruch Hu when they go out into Golus. The goyim ashedecha Hashem alkecha Hashem. It's that's where we become nida. That's where we become a chelik of. So there are two eitzes for it. One eitze is that the makom itself expels you from it. Lo aleinu, Klal Yisrael witnessed it. Klal Yisrael was in, over its history, was in countries that they became. They didn't become part and parcel of the country. They became the country itself. Spain with its Jews and Germany with its Jews. All these places. Klal Yisrael was Germany. Klal Yisrael was Spain. They became that mohus. When the makom threw them out, it's a much. If anyone who has a sense, it's not an incidental anti-Semite who happened to come along. It's ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like an antibody, a deep antibody, that at some point it triggers a reaction. That the makom itself, misham, the makom itself will throw you out. That's one mahalach. And it's a terrible mahalach. It's a very difficult mahalach because ki'goydel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a long rope. And kifi, how much we became part and parcel of it, how acculturated we became, that's how difficult the process has to be to become come out of it. And it's a very long process, and it's a difficult process. It comes with a lot of pain in many ways. There's another mahalach. The Gemara says, the Gemara Brachas, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yechanan helped Rabbi Abba Abba become well. He gave him a hand, became well. And then he himself was sick, and he needed Rabbi Chanina, I think it was, to help him get well. It says he gave him a hand, and he got better. So the Gemara asks, well, if Rabbi Yechanan was such a big tzaddik that he could take out Rabbi Abba Abba, so why not? Why couldn't he help himself? So the Gemara says he said, "Ein chavish matas meis asurim." A person who is in jail can't take himself out. What's this giving of a hand? What's the giving of a hand? And certainly, when you're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was oichis biyodav. What does that mean? What does it mean by Kadosh Baruch Hu? What are we talking about? And also in the fact that was the tsura that they did it when people did it. He gave him a hand. Nokti yodei v'ukmei. So the pshat is to take out somebody. Let's understand it. Let's understand in the light of what we said. To take out somebody who's in a different makom. I can't stand in my makom and take him out. Let's take a mashal from Mosheilam. If an American citizen is stuck face in some other country, America can send in. So if an American citizen is stuck, let's say in Syria, America can send in a plane with terrorists. He's an American citizen. Take him out because Benson belongs to me. I'm not infringing on the schus of Syria. I'm taking out my person from there. But imagine somebody's a Syrian citizen also, or only a Syrian citizen. Then the pshat is, I can't do that. You can't, then you're invading Syria. You're not taking out your own person. So if somebody is shakua, if somebody is, if Klal Yisrael shakua someplace else, then somebody just standing outside can't do anything. So you need a hechetimtza, where the person that's moishia that person, or the anhaga, that's Mashiach, that person, is standing in one place, and it extends itself to another place, and reaches out to another place. That's the hair of reaching, of giving out a hand and reaching in and pulling out. That's the hair of that. It's ki'ilu the chavush is bebeis hasurim. If I stand outside the beis hasurim, just outside the beis hasurim, I'm a free man. But I don't have any shaykhus to that person. By keeping myself here and extending a hand out over there, then I have the ability to rein him in and to pull him in. Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an hug like that. The fact, we take it for granted that Divrei Torah that are oimid beruma shel olam can be meturgam to shivim lashon. And I don't just mean shivim lashon, just different languages. Divrei Torah can get a metzias that reaches a person in a whole different world. This person, all of these musagim are strange to him. Who am I talking to? And not one musag that is core musagim of Yiddishkeit have any shaykhs to the person. The Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave an oiches biyadav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out into there. So you have an extraordinary hanhaga, which is be'etzem the hanhaga of Torah, with an extension that allows for someone to hold on to it, who's be'etzem in a different makam. And that's the pshat in the pasuk v'shav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, kaviyachol, has to become part of it in order to reach out and to take him out. It's true universally, because any time something is in Makom A, and it needs to get to B, if it's shayach to B, the only way is to reach out from B into A. It's true by Am and Moav. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying to understand that type of hanhaga, which is kimat l'mayla dar hateva, even without doing any nisim. There's another nature, another nekuda here. It says that Kashbarach has to go to each and everyone separately. The mahus of Klal Yisrael is only, what makes Klal Yisrael one unit is when they're in their makam. That gives the shem Klal Yisrael. They can be in their makam when they're in their makam, or kol zman that they're in Golos, and they are mishuka over there. If they're not mishtakea, if they're only logur, and they see themselves, they're always being pineh to the makam of the mikdash, because that's my makam. So be'etzim, all of us are bnei oisim makam, and that makes us one. The tzir of sal, the tzir of all Klal Yisrael together, is because of they come from one makam, one shayrish, and even if they happen to be on a trip outside, the fact that they're all facing inwards, that's ma'achedem. But when Klal Yisrael is not b'mekoymam, be'etzim, when members of Klal Yisrael are mishtakeya, nafshis, into other places, then there's no ichud, there's nothing together, because I'm a Mitzri, he's a Mitzri, and he's a Mitzri. We both happen to have Yiddish grandmothers. So what? It's so good. If everybody's been great for us, we have to stick together. But so in the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to pull each one out separately, because we don't have a tzur of a klal when each one is mishuka in those other places. So the koishi means that obviously the koishi is klapid, the tremendous effort that's needed to klapid a makabel, to take people who are nitre Yisrael and be mekabitz them, is that I can't do it as a klal. I need to go to each yachid, because once each one became rooted someplace else, he no longer is a member of a klal. And secondly, uprooting something is almost impossible, because how do I uproot something and keep it alive? It's whole metzias is now yoinik chiyus from some other place. It's a toilet of a different yam. So b'meila we have that tremendous koishi of that golos and so on. This is a mahalach, a havana that's true in the big picture, an understanding of Klal Yisrael Achris Hayomim, understanding of Klal Yisrael in golos and its big picture, very important. it's a nekuda to understand why so many Gdeli Yisrael were opposed to any adaptation of the culture of the place where we are. It seems to us kind of silly. Why would we need to break our teeth on a language that we could learn it l'chatchila and be able to function? Why not? What's the problem with it? The answer is because we're not talking about a gzeira shema who's going to do an avera. The etzem being a being comfortable with the climate and the soil of the place you are, it makes it send little roots over there. This is me. This is my culture. This is what I'm familiar with. These are the ideas. These are the mores. All of these things, and that itself roots Klal Yisrael someplace else, and that itself creates the problem of Klal Yisrael not being rooted in one makom. That is one inyan that this is nagia lemaisatos. The drawing back from a common culture is in itself an important point. Secondly, in the world of Chet and Avera, which Golus is very much in the Sfarim that deal with Pnim, all of the Nyanim Averas, there's Eretz Achayim, there's Eretz Eifel V'Tzalmovis. In a Ruchniistic level, you have that as well. And there's a hafchana between averas that we happen to do and averas that Chas V'Shalom was so embedded in it. It's one thing, it's bad enough when something is a habit and it's difficult to break a habit. It's a second thing when something becomes me. Let's give an example. Let's say a person is not Zoyan Lashon Hara. Okay. Person not Zoyan Lashon Hara, so it's hard to stop. It's a habit, so on. Okay. But it's doable. But let's say a person is the one, he's the one that always has the latest news to tell about everybody. My place at the table is not because I have anything intelligent to add or anything nice to add. I have the latest gossip to add. That's me. That's my makom. Let's take an example. Somebody is cool. He doesn't need to show suit anything. There are rules. There are the tzibur understands the function of the tzibur. They have to do X, Y, Z. His place is the outlier. He's the one who dafka does not do it. He's the exception to the rule. And it's not just that he's done it many times. This is his metzias. He's above, beyond. He's cool. That's his mahus. For him to change, it's terrible because he really has to say to himself, if I'm not the bedavka person, then I'm not a person because that's me. What do I have to offer other than my obnoxiousness? It's a terrible. It becomes almost impossible. It's like what's it about Elizabeth Dodaya, that when he did tshuva, he died. He said Arias had become his life. This was, there are sometimes, there's a matzah, Rahmanasan, where a person has something wrong, where a growth is actually, if you take it out, there's a hole in the heart. You can't take it out because that's actually fulfilling a function. The person's living off that, whatever tenuous life he has on that. Move it away and there's a hole there. That type of chet is the worst type of chet, because and that's what when Chazal speak about a baal lashon hara, a baal avera. A baal avera means this became me. And everyone has these areas where it shifted and it became his personality. And it's very hard. It's not very hard. It borders on the impossible to change it. Because this is where I'm being gaining chias from. This is where I get my chias from. So one part of it is to understand that is bonus, that as a person slips into chet, it goes from being occasional chatoim to habits that are difficult to break, and sometimes ends up becoming the person himself. And for that, there's just about alpi seichel. There's no way out from it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu berachmam. It says v'shav Hashem alekecha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu reaches out over there also. Somewhere within that, Hakadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to a person, and a person needs to understand that. Be'etzem, no person who is a Baal Aveira, somebody who knows, obviously, I'm talking about Tin Shishra, I'm talking about a person who's a Baal Aveira, as much as the person has his mokrim with that, down deep the person is frightened of the consequence of knowing that this is something that can't remain part of him, and he's living on a time bomb. He's being yoinik from something which is going to destroy him. And no person is ever happy with that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out through that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person needs to understand we do have a makom. And the same person who thinks that his only makom is in the society is through the negative, he can find it. He has a makom in Toiv. Every single year who comes up to Har HaBayis, to Beis HaMikdash, says, Vavivienu ala makom azeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this makom. This is our makom. And it's true that most of the year I'm working in fields, and I'm oisik in other things. That's fine. And Zvulun goes achoyf yamin from one end of the world to the other end of the world. But his makom is here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take us out of Mitzrayim miyad chazaka. Part of it was for us. It was part of that koishi of the kibbutz Golias, because we had become almost nishtarish Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu first and foremost gave us a makom. Every single person has a makom in Kedusha. And every single person can thrive in Kedusha. And every single person can find himself in Kedusha. Everybody finds himself differently, but all are yearning from Kedusha. And that's part. The Veshav over here is the Veshav of HaKadosh Baruch, who's bringing us back as a klal. And the Veshav is a part of HaKadosh Baruch who brings back every Yochid. It's not Bechdi that these are the parashas of Tshuva and so on that we read these weeks. A person needs to understand that for many of us, there's some tchum, there's some area that's borderline becoming us, and understanding that it's the more we're yearning from those areas, the worse it becomes, because we'll never be happy because it's not our makom be'etzem. It becomes a pseudo makom, and the koishi of getting out of there is extraordinary, and there's a chesed that's especially mizgala. In this tkufa, part of the big chesed of the world tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vishav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to wherever we are, and ki'ilo oiches biyodov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to extend through our personality, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, and as hard as that is, as kosher as the young Gadol Kosher gives Golias, but that's a process that happens, and every person has the ability to go back to his makom with that anhaga of b'shavta. Shams. Yeah. What?